I just felt good. You know, sometimes you go places and you just really feel good and grounded. I felt that way as I walked throughout Duck and Corolla and Caratuck. I just really felt grounded there.
North Carolina's Outer Banks are filled with African-American history that tells the story of people through the years who have left a legacy of determination, perseverance, courage, and true grit. Their actions created a destination rich in opportunities to explore, reflect, taste delicious cuisine, enjoy the water, and learn more about the history we thought we already knew. Rich in African American history, the Outer Banks has great stories to tell, and for us to learn more about the people who helped build the area into one of the most popular vacation spots in the United States. I am Anita Thomas, on-air host of the award-winning travel radio show, Travel with Anita. With years of traveling the world, I have enjoyed visiting many destinations, but the Outer Banks holds a very special, a favorite spot in my heart. I love sharing what makes this area so special. I'm always excited to hear from friends who have long-lasting memories here too. I spoke with my friend, Troy Washington Clanton, who spent her birthday there. Here's her story in her voice. I'd love to share it. But so tell me, what made you decide to go to Duck?
I had never been to Duck before. I had been to the Outer Banks, but I stayed in Manio at Pirates Cove. Got everything there. You don't have, it's not like off the beaten path. You know, it's an all-inclusive community where you can find everything. Even for water sports or fishing, you don't have to go far. And so this time I was like, well, let's do a little experiment. Let's stay in a place, in a condo that has beach access, and we could spend time in town as well. And it's centrally located there. So it was a good choice.
Well, it sounds like it. And from the pictures, because I mean, I was following you, you know, day by day, because I so much love Outer Banks and love Duck and Manio. I love all the cities there. And those sunset pictures, or were they sunset or sunrise pictures? Because that's a great spot on those beaches to capture those really Instagrammable pictures.
Absolutely. And from the first night that we got there, after we unpacked the SUV, we decided to go out to dinner. And right down the street from where we were staying was the Sunset Bar and Grill. And my first picture of the sunset came from the water's edge right there where we were having our dinner. And not only was the sunset beautiful, but our meal was really good. And it just set the tone for a really good vacation.
You want to get started right away. So yeah. That Sunset Bar and Grill, that's the spot for us?
That was the spot for it. Yes. I think I said, wow, this is really appropriately named, you know.
Perfect. Right there. So what did you have?
Funny thing about this vacation, we had good food every place we went, so many good meals, and I didn't take pictures, like Instagrammable photos of my food, because I was so busy, I was like a child. Did I have a seafood platter? I did have seafood, I know, because I thought about him. It was the 4th of July, so he had ribs. I had seafood.
You can definitely have great seafood. I mean, in any of the cities there, I mean, any of the restaurants, they have the best shrimp, the best oysters, all of that. I mean, fish, everything is so delicious there.
It's great. You're right. There.
Great eating there. But now I saw that you actually climbed the stairs at Body Lighthouse.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And that was interesting. We didn't know how many stairs there were, but we had a brief explanation from the ranger who was there, and they do timed entry. So we had to get our tickets online that morning. If they run out of tickets online, then you have to wait at standby, you know, out in front. But we were able to have an informational session with the ranger, which was wonderful. And she's been stationed there for about 9 months now, and she's really happy. But she was able to tell us all about the Body Lighthouse and the store, which is a gift shop and mini museum that's adjacent to it. And we walked up those, I don't know how many stairs.
I know. I saw that you did. I was like, now she is brave. I started up and I was like, you know what? I've been running around all day. I think I'm going to just wait down at the bottom, take a few pictures down here. Well, what I love about that lighthouse too, and I think you all did that as well, is walk out to the viewing tower where you can go
Yes.
out and you can see the marshland and you can see all of the birds, the shorebirds and everything. So that's a really fascinating thing to do. I think I spent about maybe 15 minutes out there just looking around and enjoying being in that atmosphere. It's really cool.
It really was very peaceful. And then there were kids out there who were pointing out where the birds were landing, any type of amphibians that were in that area that we could spot. So I was glad to have the children there because, you know, with these eyes, I can't really pick those out.
I know, I see something move and then it's like, what was that? Oh, that was a bird. Okay. So it is good to have those young eyes out there. Absolutely. But speaking of things like that, I mean, that's one of the things I think that makes going to a place like the Outer Banks really special is because you can get close to wildlife.
Yes.
So many places you go, if it's not by the seashore, you kind of miss that. I mean, you don't get a chance to really interact with the wildlife like that. Did you guys go out on the water in a boat or anything?
We went parasailing.
Oh, tell me about that.
That was adventurous. It was not my first time. The first time I went parasailing was in Pirates Cove in Manio and years ago, but my husband, it was his first time and he said he wasn't afraid. So I said, don't worry, I'll hold your hand anyway. And we went out on the boat and here we were like out in the middle. And he asked the guy, how far up will we go? And he said, 800 feet. And he said, or would you like to go higher? He said, because the FAA regulation is that we max out at 800 feet. He said, no, I think that'll be enough. And we had pictures and, you know, like the boat captain was also the photographer. So then we had a photographic digital memories of that. So I've got that here too.
That sounds really great. But did you get a chance to do any sightseeing, like African-American sightseeing in Manio? Because that's where the P. Island Cookhouse Museum is located, which honors the service of Richard Etheridge, who was the first Black lighthouse captain in the area. Did you get a chance to go by there?
No, I didn't. But I am so looking forward to doing that the next time that I go. The last time I was there, I visited the place called the Lost Colony. Have you ever been there?
I have. I've been to the Lost Colony.
Now that was very interesting. And it was like a history lesson. It was almost reminiscent of me being in the third grade classroom and doing all the research I could so I could come back and tell the students.
Did you find out anything about the Freedmen's Colony?
No, I didn't.
Which really highlights where African Americans came to escape, of course, being enslaved. And they set up a whole community there. And for the longest time, it was a thriving community where you had Black people that owned businesses and schools and think about Black history that's right there in the Roanoke Island area. So that's another one to put on your list when you go back, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the Wright Museum, of course, we had to go to the Wright Museum.
Mm-hmm. And the Wright Museum is really great too, because Paul Laurence Dunbar was actually good friends, high school friends with Orville Wright. Which, yeah,
oh, wow.
I was surprised. I know I was surprised when I found that out, because I was like, really, how would that be a thing? But actually, he was a student and one of the only Black student, you know, in the high school, and they became friends. And Orville actually published one of his newspapers that he created, you know, for the African American community, so that they could also, you know, have a chance to read the news and know what was going on in their community.
Wonderful. Yes, that's great.
So when you go into the Wright Brothers Museum there at the memorial, you can see a little bit about that, that they have it featured there. Our history is everywhere.
Our history is everywhere. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It was definitely, I just felt good. You know, sometimes you go places and you just really feel good and grounded. I felt that way as I walked throughout Duck and Corolla and Caratuck. I just really felt grounded there. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. We're going back next year, same time, and we'll spend another week there. We're even staying in the same condo. I mean, I really enjoyed it that much.
Yeah. Now it's your turn to start planning a trip to learn more about Black history in North Carolina.